Happy birthday, George. Happy birthday, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, greens of peace. So recently, Muslim fighter Khabib Nurmagomedov is being condemned online for refusing to shake hands with a woman, someone of the opposite gender.
Wow.
I was everything.
Khabib!
Wow!
Man.
How are you guys?
You okay?
I'm a legend here.
How are you doing?
Oh, we got Khabib!
How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. Apologize. Thank you so much.
And suddenly, it's a huge controversy. People are calling him uncivilized, misogynistic, and far worse names. But let me ask them, what about George Clooney? Did George Clooney accept Islam? Is he an undercover Muslim? Because he was caught on video not wanting to shake hands with a woman.
Happy birthday, George. Happy birthday, sir. George, happy birthday, man. George, happy birthday, man.
Are we going to show the same zeal and passion and outrage against George Clooney?
How long are we in the West going to act as if this is acceptable?
Or do we only go after and attack people after we confirm they're Muslim? How about the Jewish community? Orthodox Jews, they don't shake hands with members of the opposite sex. Are we going to go ahead and condemn them also with the same energy, zeal, and passion? How about the Japanese people?
Hey!
No.
I am Japanese and I'm not used to handshakes. Touching skin with someone I meet for the first time is very surprising to me. Touching others in daily life is not natural for me.
So let's go ahead and condemn everyone who doesn't conform to our standard.
That makes sense. It's his religion. Well, so what? It's somebody's religion, so then it's just excusable if it's something silly? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. There are two groups of people that don't like touching women. Incels and religious extremists. I would say that refusing to shake a woman's hand is extreme.
I'll give you some more examples. In Buddhism, especially amongst monks and nuns, contact with the opposite gender is strictly avoided. I mean, even in the West, some people don't shake hands for hygienic purposes, anxiety, past traumas, or simply personal space. And during COVID, when that happened, it literally normalized avoiding all physical contact. Remember the 3 foot, 4 foot, 6 foot rule? And it'd probably be these same people who wouldn't shake your hand, come even close to you. They'd probably be 20 feet away. And nobody had an issue then. Also, many women today don't want to be touched by strangers, plain and simple. And some men also choose not to shake hands with women to avoid making them feel uncomfortable. That's how it is. Where's the outrage in these cases? Are you going to have the same zeal and passion going after George Clooney, the Japanese, or the Jewish people? Are you? I mean, I'm asking you. Or only when they're Muslim, it becomes suddenly it's a problem. Let's go ahead and break this down. The refusal to shake hands with the opposite gender, this is something common in many cultures. It's rooted in respect, morality, and God consciousness, and chastity, practiced by people of various religions, ethnicities, and beliefs. But it's ironic, when a Muslim man or woman follow this, it's all of a sudden labeled as oppression, extremism.
Refusing to shake a woman's hand is extreme.
Misogyny. These are those double standards and hypocrisy. For centuries, even in Christianity, religious women avoided physical contact with men. They were respected, even admired for their piety, their preserving their chastity. But today, when Muslims uphold that same standard of modesty, it's suddenly offensive. It's called misogyny. It's labeled as hateful, like they're doing to Khabib right now, for holding his ground, staying true and dedicated to his religion, to Islam. Now let's talk about what real misogyny looks like. You want to teach Muslims about respecting women? Meanwhile, the whole culture has objectified women, turning them into products, selling naked bodies in the majority of advertisement. If you want to sell something, just put a naked woman on there. This is how you've objectified and belittled women in the culture. At one point in history, it was debated whether the woman even had a soul. Blamed a woman, blamed Eve for the downfall of man. didn't know if she was the devil or goddess or what, and turned modesty into a joke while glorifying over-sexualization as empowerment. Let's look at the hardcore facts. Now look at OnlyFans, now hosts approximately 4.5 million content creators, and about over 70% are women. The global adult entertainment industry was valued at $183 billion in 2024, and now it's projected to reach $275 billion by 2032. In 2023, 32.1 million women in the U.S. had a mental or substance use disorder. Over 30% of women in the U.S. are on antidepressants. Over 1 in 4 homes are fatherless. Among teen girls, antidepressant use rose 130%. Is this real misogyny, reducing women to body parts, OnlyFans, adult entertainment, putting a price on their dignity, calling it empowerment while their mental health collapses? And then you have the audacity to say Islam is the problem. In Islam, we're taught to honor, to protect our mothers, wives, spouses, and preserve the dignity of women as a divine trust. And our refusal to shake hands with the opposite gender is holding on to our deen, our religion, our God consciousness. It's not about hate. It's about self-restraint, discipline, and obeying God. It's not about superiority. It's about humility before our Creator, God Almighty Allah. So let me ask you again. Tell me, is Islam the problem or is Islam the solution to all of these social ills? You mock our values while our society crumbles from inside. You attack chastity while American women, I'm an American, are being sold for subscriptions. You claim to protect women, yet glorify the very industries that are breaking them. We want to apologize for our dignity, for our integrity, for our adhering to the guidelines set by the Creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah. Yes, in technology, we have definitely advanced, but in morality, it's definitely crumbling, and it is something that good, God-conscious people, they really respect about Islam, that doesn't bend, and it holds on to these things, and they're looking for them, and they've lost them in Christianity, they've lost them and many other religions, but Islam doesn't bend. And this is Habib showing that, being an example of that. And if you're intelligent and you're open-minded, you'd ask, what's the wisdom behind this? And then things will be made clear. But if you're just angry inside, bitter, you got that dark heart, all that's coming out is that a projection of all that darkness that's inside. You got no light to give. We'll see you next time. Until then, if you'd like to learn more, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. I'll get you a free copy of the Quran from me to you, a gift. Subscribe right now. Do me a favor, hit that notification bell so you get all of our new shows sent directly to you. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.